Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Emmetron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another program on the BBS Radio Internet program here. So here we go. I'm on a train right now traveling on down the road in New York, having a wonderful time here. So we'll start off with some sample clearings for everybody. So we'll first do an emotional clearing. So we'll go back 7 days in your life. And here we go. For the newcomers, I'd like you to go to your monitor screen, click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and then once you're there, then you're going to see a light beam. We're going to bring up the light beam right now, an energizer for you. So just count to 10 as the energy from the light beam comes from the lightship down into your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do it some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. This is one of the female light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you can enjoy the energy there. This is heart-connected energy. Does not work with the mind, so if your mind's trying to figure out what's happening, it doesn't live there. This is all heart energy. So I'm going to drop you down into your heart, and we'll do an emotional clearing. So think of an elevator, and the 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart center. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll have a co-host on today. A sponsor, which is Annika, and we also have, I believe, Sylvia online. So, are you both there online?
Yes, this is Sylvia. I'm here.
Okay,
and
great.
This is Annika. I'm here.
Great. Okay, so let's do an emotional clearing. Okay.
Sounds good.
So here we go. So we'll go back 7 days in your life, and I'll do the chakras. So here we go. So 7 days. So 6th chakra cleared. 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 6 days. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 5 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4 days. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. 3 days ago. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day ago. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay. Guess we'll just turn it over to Sylvia briefly here and maybe put Annika on too. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone, and I want to say a special thank you to Annika for coming on today. It's wonderful, and I see a lot of people on the fast chat too with already questions and requests, so that's great. So I guess I'll just turn it over to you, Annika, for what you'd like to get started with.
Okay, well, thank you. I can really recommend getting on these shows if anyone wants to sponsor. I have been feeling so elated and happy being on. It's really that energy comes through me and my body when I am on these shows. And even actually being on the question and answer calls, anytime I do clearings or even connect with other people about CLS, I have been feeling that frequency with me. So I can recommend those question and answer calls that are on Tuesdays with Sylvia is great as well. So I just wanted to mention that first. And I have some questions from some friends that have just started listening to CLS and you, Ron. And they wanted me to ask a few questions on their behalf. So I thought maybe I can start with one of their questions.
Sure, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
So they were wondering a little bit about what is the area that CLS is taking care of? You know, is it our universe and what part of it and why? If you can go a little bit from the beginning.
Okay, yeah. Everything that's created by the light is what the light ship is working with. So it's not just necessarily the Earth here. It's everything that was created in the universe of light. So that's everything that has a spiritual blueprint of the light is what they're working with. And every 2,000 years, they come to change the energy, change the frequency of different creations. This is why everyone has a chance to leave wherever they are on any planet every 2,000 years if they haven't done so previously. So this is the way that the light gets rid of the darkness out of its creation. Otherwise, the darkness energy that was never created by the light infiltrates it and starts to take over the light energy. Remember, the light is free choice, free will, and love energy. And the love energy really is not like an emotional love. It's just a love allowing everything to be the way it needs to be, wants to be, without any kind of interference. So the light never judges any of its creations. And the darkness energy does judge and is in time. And remember, the darkness energy being in time creates your natal chart for you. And it creates the events in your life and pre-programs your body, pre-programs the cells in your body through your past ancestors. This is why you have all your problems. This is like why you have karma, because this energy of the darkness is programmed into your body because your body hasn't left here. So it just keeps getting more and more stuff. And because it wants to heal itself, this is the body wanted to heal itself. It keeps bringing up situations in your life to release the darkness. And this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, to help those who are connected to their spirit become more conscious and to help out the body in the ascension process. So I hope that kind of answered your question. But mainly everything that's created of the light is going to be changed into its new frequency. And when that happens, then it gets, you know, turned on back over again. This is what happens. The light turns off its master, say, power switch, and everything gets turned off. There's no more creations at all in the light because everything is being turned into nothingness. And the light ship is in control of that, and then it turns it back on again. And the darkness cannot attach to something that's not there, so it goes away. And this is the way the light ship has created their process to keep spiritual integrity with the light. So, back to you guys.
Well, if I can just slide in a quick question from the fast chat, Ron, that kind of relates to the ascension process. We have Suzanne asking, what is a light body and how do we become or get one?
Okay, the light body is actually your spirit integrating with your physical body, making it into light. That would be your light body. Your spirit's already in the light. And so because your spirit's already in the light, it doesn't need to go into the light anymore. It's already light. But the densities of it prevent it from being fully in the light because of the traumas of each body that it's been into. So it needs to get out of here to become spirit. But we're talking about the light body, which is having your physical body become light, and that's your light body. That's a light physical body. So what you want to become is a physical, spiritual light body, which is what the ascension is actually about, having your body do this transformation. And naturally, your spirit can do it, but your body, being a lower, say, life form in a sense, maybe a little bit lower frequency, needs the help of your spirit to integrate that. And that's really why you have your spirit with you, is because it wants to help the body, and the body needs help to do its instant transformation into a different life form. So I hope that maybe answered the question there.
Great. So let's go to Annika for her next question.
Yeah, I mean, these are really good for a lot of people that start out here, I think, too, and always good reminders for those of us that have listened a little longer. I know I need it. And I wanted to see also if you can go through the different bodies that buffer and surround our physical bodies that are the ones that need clearing, Ron.
Yeah, there's quite a few. The emotional one is probably the biggest one. This is how we react to our surroundings mainly, is through emotions, anger, you know, being sad. There's other bodies. I'll do a sample clearing of your feeling body. We just did the emotional one, so I'll do this the faster way so we can maybe cover more bodies and more questions. So go back 5 days in your life here. This is your feeling body, and these bodies initially are not clogged up. And as you go through life, they get saturated with mind energy of that particular heading, and this is for feelings. So if you're a feeling person, you're going to know about this because you use feeling in your vocabulary all the time. People who don't use their feelings normally will not talk about feelings. So here we go. But the body still is there, and it still can have contamination, but you might not consciously know about it, just like the emotional one. You might say, gee, I don't know about emotions. I just live my day, and things happen to me. Well, that's, and then you react to it. Well, that's probably your emotional body spilling over into your physical, causing you your harm, causing your body harm. See, we're looking at talking about body traumas here. So all these bodies relate to helping to kill the physical body. That's it kind of bluntly, because as they spill over, you start having physical problems and your body's suffering. So you want to get these bodies cleared. So here we go. The feeling body, so 7 days ago cleared, 4 days, or 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I'll do another couple bodies here for everybody as a sample. We'll do a sensory body. Sensory is for people who get overly stimulated with life. This is how you actually find out about how life is here. Because if you didn't have your senses, you wouldn't understand what you're doing. So you have to have some way to input to yourself how life is. So this is how all your experiences that come about through your sensory body. So here we go, sensory body. 6 days ago cleared. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I'll do a mental body. This is for people who think a lot, are inside of their head. And naturally everybody does think, so this helps everybody. But there are people who mainly overuse this body. So here we go. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 day cleared, 4 day cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. I'll do a pain body. A lot of people could have pain. Remember, your pain is always with you too, like in these bodies. Whatever you experience in this lifetime is always with you till you get rid of it. So it doesn't matter if you have pain right now, this very moment or not, you still have a residue of pain in this body. It's just sitting there. And it's causing your body pain, but you may not understand it. Because it's once you have a charge on something, it's affecting you. So here we go. 7 days ago cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. And we'll do another body here. We'll do a fear body. This is for people who are in fear a lot of life. And we'll just clear this body. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I normally always do the anger body after the fear, because people get angry because once they have that body cleared, they realize that people have told them things. They bought a program from somebody, bought into somebody else's reality of consciousness as their own. And they realize that their fear is given to them because somebody told them not to do something. So So here we go, anger body. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So real quick, one question from Joni, which would she be able to do the one-hour conference calls that you have as an absentee?
Yes.
Okay, great.
All conference calls that can do absentee, yes. Uh-huh.
So anybody could do them on an absentee if they can't make it during the time that it's on. They just need to connect with you and make sure that's set up.
Let me know. Send me an email or let me know on the phone. No problem. Once they have your name, then you're put down on a list of paper, which I have here, and I write your name down, and then you're going to the light ship. So on any of the calls, you can do it absentee if you wish.
Okay, great. So one more, and that is, as long as we're getting into all of these different bodies, we have Mike on the line, and he's asking if you could please explain what the lymphatic body is and possibly do a sample of that.
Okay, let me work with this first here. So you may feel your body energy changing. This is designed to clear out some of the energies that could be in your lymph nodes. Remember, that's the circulatory system that you don't necessarily think is blood, and that's all around you. And this is what takes away toxins. So here we go. So this is for your lymph. If you want to concentrate somewhere, maybe you have a swollen neck or a couple bumps here or something, you can do so. So here we go. This is your lymphatic system. So 7 days ago cleared. It's taken away the bridges here. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that may help some of you out there. And we also do these as whole life clearings. So this is just a quickie sample to get you a little more into balance. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Annika, fire away.
Okay. Well, that was pretty interesting. I haven't had that lymphatic body clearing. I could really feel that. It really surprises me when I do some of these clearings and I think, you know, I'm not going to really feel that. And then when I did the pain body clearing the first time, I have no idea that I had been carrying so much pain in me around, you know, and been able to live like that, because it was amazing the first time. And I keep clearing it online as I go along, you know, as much as I can. But it's quite amazing how much we can carry and feel when it's coming out. You know, not everybody can feel, but I'm just one of those people who do. And I wanted to mention my daughter today. She was sitting in the car with me, and she was singing, "I am bringing my spirit back, then I won't be so flat." She made a song out of that, and I thought that was very interesting.
Oh, that's great.
She's five, by the way, so, you know, it's not exactly like I'm, it's not like I'm telling her, but she comes up with this herself, so I thought that was funny. You know, a lot of people on here that I can relate to, too, are feeling anger around religion or New Age, a lot of teachings out there that we've been taught that, you know, has kept us in the dark and not brought us any further forward, even though we tried to move forward. So I don't know if you can have, I see Monique asked for a sample of that, and I don't know if you do samples of the religion clearing.
Yeah, we can try that here. So what this will do is take away the imprinting that you've had in the last 6 days that are interfering with you. Remember, let's say you haven't been to a church for 20 years. Well, you still may have some time-coded implants in you to go off throughout your life. Or maybe you heard some phrases. You know, we all say certain things, you know, like God bless you. When somebody sneezes, well, what does that mean? You know, it's something that you are told. So you do have that program running. You may have other ones, you know, that relate to something like that. But they're always, they're still in us, even though we're not actively using them. So there's holding space of negativity inside of us. So this is what we want to do, is get rid of this negativity, which is your start of your memory of the past. And this is what it works to. Remember, if you didn't have any, if you're in the light, you'd have no cellular memory whatsoever, because the light doesn't judge. So what's in your cells is judgment. It's all different scenarios of anything that's learned as a judgment. And the judgment is what you want to release. So we'll do a religious clearing here. So it could be anything. You might even get a mind picture or something. Maybe you did an oath or something, or a creed or whatever, for a particular church, which is what's how you tied yourself up into it, you know, by putting your belief there and swearing to it, you know, doing an affirmation, which is like doing a spell on yourself, okay? So by doing that, you may have a problem. So here we go. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, and I'm feeling a lot of solar plexus energy now. 4 days cleared, so maybe somebody wants to throw up here. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. I'll do this over again here. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So I still feel a lot of rock and rolling going on inside of my body as these energies are being released from people. Remember, this is their belief systems of what they had. And just because you went to a church in this lifetime, maybe you only went one time, you're bringing into yourself the belief of everybody who went to that church throughout history. Or we can say herstory, okay? If you're a female, it's her, okay? Male is him, okay? History. So you're bringing that that energy pool from that church forward into you. So you have all the beliefs of everybody, along with the ET energy that's connected to that particular church. So, you know, if you went to a Baptist church, then you have the ET energies with that. If you went to a Methodist, then you have another race of ETs connecting to that particular church. Remember, all the churches have different ETs attaching to that God energy. So it has nothing to do with Jesus. It has to do with the God energy that you pray to outside of yourself. And they can also connect through Jesus to you because you're not on your heart center. So whatever you bring in, whatever name you bring in outside of yourself, doesn't matter what it is, any kind of religious icon, name, or symbol, or anything like that, it's still attached to the darkness. And the way you're going to get out of it is go to your heart, and then you can call on the energies. But then you're going to realize that, why am I going still to calling an energy into my heart center when I have my own spirit? So the spirit is what you want to look for and get. So we often dilute our own spirit energy, thinking that something outside of us is stronger. And your spirit is source energy. So you have to really understand that to really get it. Once you get it, you're going to say, man, I've really been lied to in this lifetime about going to churches and praying outside of myself. Because you're going to realize that your spirit is very powerful. It's connected and created from the divine spark energy. And that's all that's needed, is to know that you are it. As you look around, all around for stuff outside of yourself, thinking you're going to bring a saint in or an angel or something, those energies are still, you know, maybe equally as strong as you are, but you are it. You know, just, you know, get the energy of you, because that's what you're looking for. Don't dilute yourself by thinking that you're bringing in something that's stronger, because it does not exist. But the dark side wants you to believe that. Okay, back to you guys.
Well, I know that you already did an anger clearing, anger body clearing, but we had Ed on the line, and his request was stated like this, a clearing past week, anger at betrayal. Is there something we can do for that?
Yeah, we can do a betrayal clearing. Let's see here. So we'll do betrayal first, okay? Here we go. 7 days ago, cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And betrayal could also be like maybe self-sabotage. So we'll do that one here. Here we go. 7 days ago, cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So what sometimes happens with people is that as you have more clearings, you become more conscious. And then as you become more conscious, you realize that you did not connect with your spirit in the present moment, and you got sidetracked and let down, you know, the dark side arena. Then you finally realize it, and then you get upset because you didn't follow your guidance. You didn't get in the now. You got into time, and you know that, so... That happens to some people, And, you know, just don't beat yourself up over it because you just realize that you're conscious, that you shouldn't be there. So this is the whole process, is to know that, you know, you are in the connection. Remember, you may not have been there, you know, maybe 6 months ago or a year ago or so. Now you are. So don't beat yourself up because you realize that you made a mistake, that you got out of the spirit energy and got into mind. Just know that, you know, by knowing that, now you can go back into it again. Otherwise, you'd be staying in mind. So back to you guys.
Okay, I think it's your turn, Annika. So what would you like to get into next?
Okay. Some other questions could be, what has positive thinking got anything to do for us, and could it help with keeping entities away?
Positive thinking. Well, it's good to have good thoughts, yeah, to stay positive in your life. I don't think that would really keep out entities, because you're going to be getting positive thinking entities to come into you. So any entity is no good. As far as I normally talk about when you get upset and entities come into you, maybe this is where the question is coming from. So you think if you think positive that they're going to be coming into you less. That's very possible. But let's just say that you think positive all the time, and you go out and you say, gee, I'm being very positive, I'm going to reward myself with some ice cream. So you buy some ice cream. That's being positive because you want to have something like that. And now you want to go out and buy a dress or some pants or something or new shoes. That's being positive, you know. So you don't want to have these entities run your life that's positive, because they will come in also just as much as negative ones will. This is why you want to be in the moment, to go to your heart center. So this whole show is about getting you into your heart so you can get your guidance and find out what you really, really need rather than what you want, okay? There's a difference there. And, you know, to have free choice. Like I mentioned, let's just say a person is watching the TV and a brand new car commercial comes on, and you see this car and you really like it because whatever was in the picture, you kind of fell for it. So then you go to the dealership and you want to buy this car because it looks great and you sit in it and it feels good. Well, and then you buy it. And then you realize after you have it for maybe a month or two that your old car, you know, was pretty similar to the new car. Maybe it had just had a newer paint job on it. And maybe your old car had some better features than the new one that you bought. And you wonder, gee, I got all these payments and I really like my old car. Maybe the old car is built better. So, what you want to do before you buy that car or buy anything is go up to it and put your hand on it and do an energy exchange. Find out what it's going to be giving you. Why do you need this? Ask your spirit to connect with this spirit and find out what is in store for you, what you're lacking inside of yourself. Remember, you're buying it because you're lacking something. So what are you really lacking? And you probably get the answer. May give you something, a short-term fix, okay? And is a short-term fix maybe worth, let's say you bought some kind of expensive car of, let's say, $90,000. Is that short-term fix for a month worth $90,000 to you? Probably not, okay? So you can get it right off the bat without buying it, or just go through a test drive and just see what it's doing to you. This is the same for any kind of purchase. Just figure out what you need and what you're missing, and then work on yourself after you find out what it is. And your spirit will tell you, but you must drop into your heart center. And the way you know you're there is that your thoughts will come from your heart center. So that's the whole process that I try to have people do, is to go through their heart to get their information. It'll never come into your head. Your spirit's never going to jump up and down on top of your head and talk to you or yell at you. Under most situations, maybe under extreme danger, it might. But through normal life here, your spirit is not going to connect with you. It's up to you to enter into your heart. That's why the Bible talks about knock and the door will be opened. You know, go within and then knock. You have to make that connection. Before the dark side came here, your spirit was always with you. It was always talking with you. And it was talking from you in your heart center. You knew nothing about mind. It's another planet. It's this way. So you don't have to worry about the mind connection. Here we have the mind. The mind is overpowering the heart. So the mind's probably, say, 99% stronger than your heart energy. So people say, well, you have a still small voice in your heart. Well, that voice is very powerful once you connect to it and the energy that it has. So it's up to you to do the connection. It's never going to hit you over the head because the light has free choice, free will. And this, in one way, is our downfall here, is that the light gives you every opportunity to do what you want to do without telling you what to do and what not to do. And because of that, the darkness comes in and takes over and then tells you what to do, and we go along with those programs. So back to you guys.
Ron, I'd like to take a minute to go back to something you said a couple minutes ago about how we can kind of self-judge ourselves and beat ourselves up for our past mistakes or for the times that we maybe, you know, got sucked into the mind energy and went out of our hearts. And is that something that I feel like a lot of people go through that. Is that something that you can do a clearing for?
Yeah, we could do one right now here. We could do something to release people out of judgment, do a judgment clearing here. So we'll do it for the last week here. So here we go. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that's a judgment clearing. And oddly enough, today being Memorial Day, you know, we have people that have died that typically in wars. And so those people chose to go out and kill somebody. You know, that's what it boils down to, whether, you know, whatever cause it would be, they chose to kill somebody. So their karma, in a sense, is that they got killed themselves. And they knew about that going into, you know, the armed services, okay? And so that's kind of the same thing. That's their judgment. So that if they were all alive today, they'd say, yeah, maybe I should have made a better choice to live longer, you know, and not to do this. But they don't have that choice right now because they're no longer here. So that's another way of kind of looking at the situation, is that they took the ultimate price of wanting to kill someone, and then they got killed themselves because they put themselves in that same arena and caught up with them. So back to you guys.
Okay, over to you, Annika.
Yeah, well, that was that's all really interesting. And I saw Mike had a question here that kind of continues on with the spirit and how the spirit can heal a physical problem. And I can see that he's kind of asking for a way to direct it to a specific area, possibly. And then, of course, you have a lot of clearings too, Ron, that can help the spirit to heal a physical problem.
Yeah, what happens when you have a physical condition, there's always underlying stuff that goes with it. This is not the first time that this physical condition, you know, was created. And so what you're seeing now, if it only happened one time in your life, then it might be pretty easy to heal as compared to having it brought up in front of you many, many times, and then all of a sudden you have it. So you probably have a past history in this lifetime. And then also look at your parents and your grandparents. Do they have a similar condition? More than likely they did. It may not be the exact same one, but it may be the same title heading of what you're dealing with. So the clearings that we have is all designed to help release the energies. Remember, I said all these invisible bodies are what's going to cause your physical death, and they spill over into your physical body, and eventually your body is suffering from them, and this is why you want to have clearings. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, was to get rid of the dense energies, our cellular memory of judgment from inside of us, and this is what he was doing. He was clearing you from your sins. The sins, you know, that's the medieval term of missing the mark with a bow and arrow, you know, when the arrow hit the target. But aside from that, that just means that you're, you know, not completely, you know, doing the right thing. So he was there to eliminate an extracellular memory, which is just judgment, and the judgment you want to get released out of you. Which one to do, what type of clearing, it's hard to say. You may have 10 of these bodies causing your physical problem. You may only have one of them, but you start off with the emotional clearing. And then from there, you kind of move forward and always ask your spirit which one you might need next. Do that dropping down into your heart center. Go down from 10 to 1 like we did earlier and just practice that. And it may maybe only be able to be in your heart for maybe a half a minute. And then the mind takes over. And it's up to you to keep the practice going so that you become more heart-centered. And then as you're more heart-centered, you're going to be getting more of your information. But just being heart-centered and directing your spirit energy to that location typically is not going to heal you. You need to clean out the invisible bodies that are holding the charge that it caused your problem to begin with. And so this is why you want to find out, you know, which one you need and how many times and everything else, you know, how many clearings you need. And normally they're always, you know, whole life clearings, but I do have the unlimited clearings too. So you may need to keep on going with them to, you know, get yourself into wellness. Because if you still have the same condition in your life, if you don't change, then you're going to be dealing with the same stuff over and over again. Having a clearing once of your whole life can be very beneficial. But if you don't change the way you are and you don't become proactive with it, then you're going to be dealing with the same stuff. So if you deal with, say, emotional traumas and we clean out your emotions, the emotional body, and then you deal with people around you who are very emotional, you're going to start picking up more stuff. This is why we have the unlimited emotional clearing online. But if you don't keep working with yourself, then you're going to fall back into bringing up more patterns into yourself. So you want to become proactive and not deal with that stuff any longer. But once you get the clearings, you know, you're much better off. So if your spirit could heal you, you can direct your spirit into that energy, you know, the different parts of your body, wherever your pain is or whatever, and that will help you. Whether it'll fix you or not is hard to say, because how much densities are you storing inside of your body? Remember, all the densities caused that problem. And then we also have our shadow bodies, and I'm doing clearings on those next month. I'll be doing probably three consecutive Sundays, the first three Sundays, and they're very interesting. So I'll describe the shadow bodies to you as I see it at this present moment here. The shadow body is a body that's created by the darkness, and it looks like you. And so if you took, let's say you had 100 shadow bodies, which is created by the dark energy, you have your own body, which is of light, and your body is, you know, last in line. So you have, say, 100 bodies in front of you. And these bodies look identical to you, except they don't have eyes. So if you drew a figure of you, or you took a picture of your whole body, and you stood up like a mannequin, and you cut off the eyes out of 100 of these, and you stood behind them all, each one of these bodies would look like you, and your eyes would come through the last one. And each one of these bodies, which are physical bodies created by the dark side, this kind of gets into the clone bodies a little bit that we do for parallel lifetimes, okay? So these bodies can come forward in you and take your body of who you are, your one created by the light ship, and have it, like, disappear, and this body can now come into your physical space. And because your spirit's in your last body, you can still see the eyes of your spirit looking out of that body. Now, that body now is going to have its own agenda, its own program, and that program is going to come out and do different things. And then from there, when it's done doing its thing, remember, each time you're turned off, this body can come back into manifestation. And it can wear the same clothes as you, look just like you. And it gets kind of scary, but this is just the way it is. And then it can leave, and another one can come forward. And then when you finally come forward with your one created by the light ship, then you're in front. And when you're in front, then you're in spirit energy, and that's really you. But the other ones are not you. And they bring on their own imprinting and their own stuff, their own programs used to sabotage you, to hurt others, and to cause you actual physical pain and traumas in this lifetime. And these are what's known as shadow bodies. And they look just like you, and they come forth, they walk like you, they talk like you, they feel like you, but there's something else. And it looks like the same person because you can see the eyes that looks like your spirit shining out of them. So you want to get rid of these. And I'll be doing this on the three calls in July. So back to you guys.
Well, I think that's going to be amazing for people to experience. I know you did a couple of conference calls recently where you cleared one of those, and it was incredible. So having three back-to-back weekend healings on that is going to be phenomenal.
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah. So will that be on your website for people to check that out?
At some point it will be, yes. It probably won't be up for a little bit, but, yeah, it'll be on there. So just stay tuned, and if you're interested, send me an email, and we'll be doing that, you know, like I said, the first three Sundays in July. We'll also be working with Earth-based entities. That'll also include shapeshifters. It'll also include entities that come into your bodies. You know, these are all alien things, and also the dark side bodies that we have in us are also alien bodies, too. They're created by the darkness. So this is what we're dealing with here, is to get you back into spiritual integrity so that you are who you think you are, and these programs aren't running inside of you. And you can probably remember if you saw anybody change their attitudes, their the way they look, you know, as you're dealing with people on a one-on-one, all of a sudden they switch, and when they switch over, then there's somebody else.
Yeah, that can be a very frightening experience and traumatic experience, because you're dealing with someone and maybe they're, you know, very kind and good, basically, when their own divinity is present. And then suddenly it's like you're dealing with a whole different kind of being.
Yes, and so you're dealing with energies that are not you. So any other questions, Annika or Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to go on to something more positive, like the twin flame, and maybe talk about soulmates or twin flame, because that would be nice to hear about too, as something positive. But the shadow body sounds really interesting, and just before we leave that subject, I wanted to ask if it could explain bipolarism or schizophrenia or anything like that.
Yes, I'm sure that it could, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that it could handle a lot of those energies, yes.
Yeah, and
so
I see.
We'll talk about your twin flame, but yeah, all that could cause problems. It could cause those bodies could have a program in them to want you to act a certain way. Maybe it's programmed to have your body maybe do a limp or something, or to jerk around. So here we go. I'll put you guys on for a minute here. I got a guy talking about a cab here, so hang on a minute. So why don't you go back on?
Yeah, so I could bring up an example here, because my older daughter had major issues before we started working with Ron, and she would do things, act out in really angry ways, or something would almost like come over her, and she would get really aggressive. And when we talked to her afterwards and said, "You bit," or "You hit," or "You did this," she totally was so upset and said, "I didn't do that. I didn't do that." And it was really as if she didn't know that she had actually done that. It was really as if something else was coming over her and taking over her actions. And I'm kind of interested to, you know, do the shadow body get rid of all that stuff, of course, for all of us.
You know, that's what normally happens, is that with people, the energy, whatever they're doing, when they're not in control of themselves, and the shadow body could be a great one to experience that, what happens is that these bodies come forward, and when you finally come back, you don't know what actually happened to you. And so you say, "Yeah, I didn't do that." And the part that's talking is actually the part that didn't do it. It's what
mm-hmm.
was inhabiting your body at the time that did that.
Yeah, because she was so upset when she realized what she was accused of having done, because she was upset that she could have done something like that, and also she was upset because she was being accused of something that she didn't feel she actually did.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, a lot of people who are incarcerated, so they didn't do it either, and they didn't.
Yeah.
But you know, but something took over the body, and so there's no incarceration, you know, for spirits or for these other bodies that come into people. You know, it's like the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people like you've probably seen on TV spots and things, you know, different programs where, you know, they do a shape-shifting, turn into something else. They might know about it or they may not. And all of a sudden they have a different personality and the body's the same, but they just switch. And that's what happens. And then, of course, you know, when you come back in, you say, I didn't do that because you really didn't do it.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing. And they just happen to lose their consciousness. That's controlling your body. Something else took the body over and the memory of who and what you are left. And they have that experience.
Yeah, well, because it was upsetting.
What questions do you have on twin flames?
Well, more for you to explain the twin flame and possibly also what is a soulmate.
Okay. A soulmate on the earth plane here is somebody who you're forced to incarnate with each lifetime, okay? And this could be a group of people. It could be as little as maybe 50 to maybe, you know, thousands of people. And these are people that you're familiar with because you had this forced incarnation with people over and over again. So you have, we'll say, if you compare it to like a school, so everybody like in the first grade would be in one soul family. And you go through earth life experiences, which are forced reincarnation over and over again. And you tell that you need to learn more each time you come down. And so because of that, everybody has the same mindset in the first grade. So as you graduate into the second grade, you're told that you made mistakes at that time and that now, because you graduated into your next lifetime, you have to make amends, do different things for other people, which could be good or bad. And from there you move on in your life in the next incarnation, knowing that you made a mistake in the last one and you're trying to balance it. So in a sense, it's like a balancing program. So like if you were, maybe what people talk about here on the earth plane, they claim that, a lot of the, people living now that maybe were, Indians, so to speak, were probably the cavalry, you know, that killed the Indians in the last lifetime and vice versa. So they just swap roles to see what it's like to experience, the other side. It's probably the other way around, really, because, you know, we actually invaded the poor Indians here. And so now they're, you know, the opposite is true. They took on the other life form, the other style to see what it's like so that they can understand. Well, that would be your spiritual lessons. And your spiritual lesson, you know, from the dark side, is so you just keep working on yourself to understand and learn something. There's nothing to really learn, but they want to keep you busy. So your soulmates are people that you continuously incarnate with in the forced reincarnation process. Now, from the life perspective, your true soulmates would be from your home-based energy. This is where you go to after each incarnation, not after living in a place for thousands and thousands of years like we have here. And so this is where you go to. You meet the same spirits, if you choose to, that incarnated and left the light ship at the exact same time. So you have that common frequency of creation with you. And down here, since the dark side mimicked that particular energy, you incarnate down here the same way from your initial incarnation. And you have people with you that you incarnate with. But on your home base energy, you're not forced to incarnate with any one of them. You just happen to go back to one location because you cannot go to the light ship, so you go back to the one location, which is your home base energy. And if you wish to meet someone that's there, you can. But normally that's not the case because the universe is so large that you're probably not going to be involved with other people, other spirits, because you're going off into so many different places. Now your twin flame energy is the other half of you. So after you're created, you're as one, and then you split in half, and you're in two pieces, we'll say, if you want to use the term male and female, which may not be correct, but you have two parts of you, and half of you go someplace in the universe of light, and the other half goes somewhere else. So very seldom do you ever have the experience of having your twin come together, which is your other half. So typically everyone here on this Earth planet is basically only half of their spirit energy. And when you're not in the Earth plane, you're able to connect with your twin flame energy all the time. It can come to you on any incarnation wherever you are. So if you happen to be on some planet where maybe you're a leaf or maybe you're a tree, and on another planet you happen to be a rock, you can still connect energetically with that life form. So you have two different life forms connecting with each other, and you can share your experiences. And the dark side prevented your twin flame from being connected to you here. The only way it got connected here is if it happened to stumble upon, you know, the same bus ticket that you took, you know, and you got stuck here too. So normally the twin flame energies are not here. And the twin flame is your other half, and the dark side prevented you from having your spiritual backup from your twin flame coming to see you, the other half of you, to hold spiritual resonance, and to also prevent you from having your true spiritual home-based energy.
So Ron, does that, can you describe the other parts of the Master 4-in-1?
Yeah, what's that again?
Can you describe the other aspects of the Master 4-in-1 clearing, the twin flame connection, the home base connection, and the other aspects?
Yeah. So in the 4-in-1 clearing, what you have to have first is probably maybe 3 to 5 clearings before that, because your twin flame, as it's brought into you from outside of the Earth plane here, from the universe of light, could never come into you unless you have clearings done, because it'd be too harmful for it. It would probably destroy it because of the negativity. So you want to have at least the emotional and mental clearing. But the other two clearings that we do in this series here would be to take you out of 13 planets that are quarter to you, majorly. These are the major planets that are quarter to you, taking away your life force energy. And the quartings is actually the cellular memory, the body, memory of being connected to the darkness. And this darkness energy, like I say, takes away your life force, so it connects to your body organs. And that's what cording is. Cordings are a way that people can take energy from one person to another. And it's all very, very negative. And then, so that's what's done on the first part of the series here. The second series is where, let me think here.
The soul contracts?
The soul contracts, yeah. That's actually the last part, but yeah, that's good. So the other part of it, the one part of it, one of the fours would be the soul contracts. So we take you out of the karma. We take you out of your soul family, which is the best thing you could ever have done to you, is to get disconnected from the dark side forced reincarnation. But what it really does, it takes you out of the incarnation of this lifetime. To get out of the forced reincarnations, you want to get the barcode off your spirit. But in this lifetime, since we're not talking about other lifetimes, because you're living right now, like I always say, you want to talk about where you are right now, not the past, not the future. Because all that is basically meaningless to you as far as healing with yourself at this present moment. It's good to have stuff taken away from you from the past. But where you live right now, or who you've been in the past, people come to me and they say, gee, Ron, I was a king in Egypt. Well, big deal. That doesn't mean anything to me. Or I was a queen of Sheba. So what? You know, what are you right now? What are you dealing with? You need to get the stuff off of you. So what happens is on the series that we do, we get you out of the soul family contracts and agreements. So you get disconnected out of that soul family that the dark side puts you into for the incarnation of this lifetime. And once you're out of that, then you should not incarnate as long as your spirit doesn't have the barcode to be taken here. And I think everybody has the barcode on it. And the barcode's put on your spirit you know, when you initially came into the earth plane. But this is a great clearing because it gets you out of that loop of having to do forced spiritual contracts in this lifetime. You probably have all had setups done to yourself where you got into a car accident, you got hurt with somebody or anything like that. You know, all these are spiritual contracts and agreements that the dark side set up for you against your free will. So you want to get those out of your realm of experience because you had no choice in them. So that's what it is, getting out of the karmic cycle, the karmic loop, is what you must get out of so that you can have a more peaceful life. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I have to say what a liberation it is to have the 4-in-1 master clearing done. I saw myself jump forward leaps and bounds after that, and just feeling the connection to my twin flame and my home base continuously as I keep doing that myself is very, very strong. So I can really, really recommend that. And Karen was asking, and I think you kind of answered that you typically recommend the mental body as a second clearing, Ron?
Yes. Yeah, normally I recommend doing the emotional first and then doing the mental because we work in both realms. If you're a feeling person, then you may want to get the feeling body cleared. And those are the main ones to get done. From there, you may want to have, in addition to that, you can do the 4-in-1 at that point. You may want to get the barcode taken off of your spirit, and I also recommend getting the parallel lives off of you. These are the cloned planet Earths. This is the cloned bodies that you go into typically all the time when you're sleeping, but you can go into those, you know, when you're awake. But when you're sleeping, you're almost always there, and you want to get those lifetimes taken away from you because it's taking away your life force energy. And this is the reason why people wake up and they feel really tired, like I went to sleep, but I didn't sleep well last night. I had awful dreams. I was afraid. I was frightened. I woke up in a cold sweat. You know, I saw energies, situations that scared me, terrified me. And that's also your awakening walking around deja vu. You walk by something, you go, boy, this I feel happened to me earlier. Well, that was probably a parallel life setting you up for it, and you happen to see it. And you already went through it in a lifetime. And then your spirit brought the energy to you, and then that got manifested because you're now creating that parallel life in this reality here. And that's what your deja vu patterns are, is having, you know, a parallel life that you're actually seeing just seconds before it happens down here. And you get that aha, the awareness. So looks like our time is kind of coming to a close a little bit here.
Yeah, we just had Don come on the line to say we have to hop off.
Yeah, so I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening and look forward to that the calls that we have coming up in July if you want to get these shadow bodies off you.
And thank you so much, Annika, for coming on another time.
Thank you.
It's wonderful having you. Every time you're on, it's just great. Thank all of you, those of you on the fast chat for pitching in too. We'll see you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. Blessings, everyone.
Okay, blessings, everybody.